Daf is Daf Lamed Zayin. So we got to the last three lines of Lamed Vav and Beis. The Gemara says Gufa, Rabu Shmuel, Damer Tavayu. Both of them hold. Kol sheyesh bo mechameshes haminim mevarchem ala borei minei mizonos. Any food that has one of the five grains, it warrants a mizonos. V'itmar Nami. It was also said Rabu Shmuel, Damer Tavayu. Both of them say slightly differently. Kol shehu mechameshes haminim mevarchem ala borei minei mizonos. Any amount of the Chamesh Aminim requires a Mizonos. So what's this teaching us of these two different statements? So the Gemara explains, V'tzricha, Diash Aminim, Kol Shu, if we had only a line, Kol Shu, a small amount, Hav Aminim, Mishum De'isa Be'ena. Maybe the only reason why a Kol Shu of Mizonos requires Mizonos, the Kol Shu of, let's say, a wheat, requires Mizonos, because it's independent, it stands alone. Of Aide Tairovus, if you were to mix a small piece of flour with something else, lo, maybe there it would be bottle and would not require a mizonos. Kamash mulan kol sheyesh bo, any mixture that has even a kol shu of grains would require a mizonos. And the flip side, viashminan kol sheyesh bo, anything that has chamesh aminim, havamina kol sheyesh bo chamesh aminim in, if it has the five grains, it requires a mizonos. Aval orez vidochen lo, but ricin, this is a machlokas, Rashi tells us what this means. I think Lamaisa, we assume it means rice and milt, I think they call it. Millet. So then, Orez Vedoch and Lo, that would not require a Mizonos, Mishum Da'idei Taroves. But when it's mixed together, Orez Vedoch and would not require Mizonos. Aval Isa Be'ena, if it was independent, if it was standing alone, not in a mixture, I would have thought, Neima Afilu Orez Vedoch and Nami Mivarchan Labori Mine Mizonos. You would say Mizonos on both Orez and Vedoch. Kamash Malon, we learn from here that only if it's kol shu mechamesh aminim, only if it comes from the five grains, hudim varchinen alav borei minei mizonos, lafuke, to exclude, orez vedochen dafilu isa be'ene lo mivarchinen borei minei mizonos. When it stands alone, orez vedochen, one would not say a mizonos on rice or millet. Gemara says, no, we don't say a mizonos on orez vedochen. Orez v'dochen lo mevarchinen, borei minei mizonos. V'atanya, doesn't the Braisa teach us otherwise? Heviu lefanav pas orez upas dochen. Let's say you have bread that was made from rice or bread made from millet. The din would be mevarch alav tchila v'sof kimaisa kedera. You would say a bracha beforehand and a bracha afterwards, just like you would for maisa kedera. And what's alacha maisa kedera? That which was baked, cooked to some sort. Gemara explains. The Gavi Maisa Kedera, when it comes to making flour in Maisa Kedera, Tanya Betchila Mevarach Ala Borei Mine Mizonos, Ulva Sof Mevarach Ala Baracha Achas Me'ein Shalosh. So we see clearly that the Braises are equating Orez to Mizonos. And you should say Mizonos before rice, and a Me'ein Shalosh after eating rice, after eating Orez V'dochet. Gemara says no. Kemaisa Kedera V'lo Kemaisa Kedera. It's like Maisa Kedera, but it's not really like Maisa Kedera. Meaning what? When it comes to Orez V'dochen, it's Kemaisa Kedera in that Dimvarchin Alav Tchila Vasof. You say a bracha before you eat it, and you say a bracha achrona after you eat it. That's what, in that way, it's similar. But Lo Kemaisa Kedera, it's not equal to Maisa Kedera, because the Maisa Kedera, the din is B'tchila Borei Minei Mizonos Uvasof Bracha Me'achas Me'ein Shalosh. When it comes to eating something like cake or cookies, you'd say Mizonos beforehand and Al Michi afterwards. However, the Ilu Hacha here in our case of Orez V'dochen, B'tchila Mevarach Alav Shehakol Nia Bidvaro Uvasof, you would say Borei Nefoshos Rabos V'cheson Al Komashe Baro. Fine. Gemara says, okay, at this stage we assume that you say a shakal and rice and a borei nefasha and rice. Now the Gemara says, v'orez lav maisa kederu. Orez doesn't qualify as maisa kederu. It's not considered a cake of some sort, a grain of some sort. V'hatanya, doesn't the Braisa tell us that eluhein maisa kederu? The following are examples of maisa kederu. Chilka, targis, solas, zariz, v'arsam. These are all items Rashi points out. When you take the wheat grains, the kernels of wheat, and you, depending how thin you divide it, if you split into like two, one to two, it's a chilka. If you split into three different pieces, it's a tirgas, and one to four, one to five, that's a different terms of chilka, targis, zariz, v'arsin, how fine you grind up the flour. But then the last thing on the list here is v'orez, rice, is an example of maisa kedera. So it should have a mizonos, and it should have a bracha chorna of mein shalosh. Gemara says, no, this rice is authored by Adas Yachid Hamani. This was authored by Rabbi Yochanan ben Nurihi. The Tanya, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, goes so far to say that Orez is really one of the grains, it's the sixth grain, in that Omer Orez Min Daganu. It's one of the five, or really now six, Min Dagan, according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. V'chayavin alav chimut tekaris. If you were to eat rice on Pesach, he holds your chayv karis. Now, of course, we don't assume this way. We assume it's just kitnios, at worst, according to Ashkenazim, but he is a das yachid that it's mamash chametz. And the flip side, if you were to make matzah with rice and follow all the halachas, v'adam yote bo yidei chavasa b'pesach, you would fulfill your mitzvah matzah with rice. So that brisa that calls orez ma'isa gedera, that's only the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, aval. Rabbanan lo, according to the Chachamim, we don't assume this way, it's not one of the grains. And therefore, at this stage of the Gemara, at least, you would only say a shahakol on rice. So Gemara says, Rabbanan lo, Rabbanan don't think it's a ma'isa kadeira. V'hatanya, the Braisa tells us, hakoses es achit, the one who chews the rashi's kemoshi. Koses is always a lashon of eating it raw, in the natural state. So one who chews wheat, the din would be, says the Braisa, koses es achita, mivarech aleha, borei pri ha'adama. You say Adama because you haven't changed the form. It's the way it grew from the ground. Tachna v'afa ubashla. If you grind it, if you bake it and cook it, bisman shaprusas kayamos. So then it's first you bake it. Now you have a piece of bread. And then you boil it afterwards. Perhaps it's like a kanel. They talk about kanelach. So you take you bake it first, and then you boil it afterwards. So the din here would be bisman shaprusas kayamos when the prusos, when the form, the shape of the bread is still intact. The din would be b'tchila mivarech aleh hamoti lechem min haaretz uvasof mivarech aleh shlosha brachos. So if the bread that was initially baked, although you're cooking it now in water, in boiling water, since the prusos are kayamos, they're intact, the pieces of bread are intact, you would say a motzi and bench. If the loaves of bread, the piece of bread, are not intact, you've crumbled them up so small, then you would only say mevarech aleha borei mine mizonos uvasof mevarech aleha bracha achas mein shalosh. So this would be similar to breadcrumbs. You take bread and you crumb, you put them into crumbs. You line the chicken, you make schnitzel out of it or fish. So the din would be it would be a mizonos. Now this becomes a big discussion in the poskim, what to say on schnitzel, what to say on bread and fish. I also discussed this in Shabbos's Aleph Daf practice in the Daf, but this is a Shiloh. But let's say you have something like Kenelach, so this might be a good example of Kenelach. What bracha do you say on Kenelach? So this is a discussion. So the Magen Avraham and Aruch HaShulchan have a discussion here, and Magen Avraham assumes we say Hamotzi on Kenelach. And the Aruch HaShulchan argues and says that no, since you've put it into crumbs, the prusos are not kayamos, even though it looks like it's a ball now. He thinks, and this is how we assume, one would only say a mizonos on kanel. So Gemara now says, Vayitin in the Braisa, hakoses es haorez, one who chews rice. Now again, we're still in the Braisa. The Braisa first presented what to do when you eat raw wheat, what happens when you bake it, and what happens when you cook it. Now, the Braisa continues, which is why we brought the Braisa. Hakosis is ha'oris. You eat rice when it's raw. Mevarech alav borei pri ha'adama. It's the natural form of the way it grows from the ground. However, tachnu afahu bishlu. If you grind it, you bake it, you cook it. Afa pisha prusos kayamos. Even though the grains of rice is still intact, betchila mevarech alav borei minei mizonos. You would never say a motzi. So even though the prusos are there, you could see the original form, you would say at best a mizonos. Ulvasof mevarech alav bracha achas me'ein shalosh. So you would say mizonos before rice, and you would say alamichya after rice. So now the Gemara wants to know who authored this brisa. Money. Elaim, if you're going to tell me Rabbi Yochanan Nuri he damar, or is Mindaganu, he's the one who holds that rice is one of the grains, will hamotzi lechem min haaretz v'shalosh brachos by brucha. You should say a real motzi, you should say a benching. We don't have benching here, so this can't be Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Elav Rabbanan, he must be the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan say, you do taka say a mizonos on the rice. And Tiyufta, the Rabbi Shmuel, Tiyufta, who says that you don't say a mizonos on rice. Now, of course, there's a question on the end. We'll see in a second. We don't say a main shalosh after rice, but at least Lagabi the Bracha Rishona, this is against Rabbi Shmuel, and we hold like the Rabbanan, you do say a mizonos on rice. Mar now says, Omer Mar, Hakosi says, Achita mevarech ala borei pri adama. Person eats raw wheat, you say adama, v'atanya, but doesn't the Braisa tell us you say bore mine zeron? You eat the different types of seeds that grow from the ground. You don't say adama on chita, on raw chita. And the Gemara says, lo kasha, this is ha, Rabbi Yehuda, v'ha rabbanim. The time we had in the beginning of the mission on this parak, ayirakos omer bore pri adama, and Rabbi Yehuda omer bore mine dishayim. So in this case, it would be bore mine zeraim. And that's shita's Rabbi Yehuda, we don't assume this way. So Amar Mar, going back to rice now. So we said above, Amar Mar, Hakoses es haorez, mevarach alav, borei pri adama. If you eat the rice raw, you say adama. If you're tachnu, afal, vashu, you grind it, you bake it, and you cook it, af al pisha prusa kayamos, even though the grains of rice are still intact, you say betchila, mevarach alav, borei mine mezonos, ulvasof, brach achas, mein shalosh. So the Gemara says, wait a second, do we really say the brach achrona of mein shalosh after eating rice? Vatani, the Braisa tells us, levasof v'lo klum, you don't say anything afterwards, which really means, Rashi points out, you don't say a main shalosh, you rather say, look at Rashi, six lines up, or seven lines up, v'lo klum, klumar, ein taun mi birchos peiros eretz yisrael v'lo klum, ela borei nefashos rabos. You don't need the classic bracha on fruit and grains, you see, say the low-level bracha achrona, which is borei nefashos. So what do you say, borei nefashos, or do you say main shalosh? And Amar Rav Sheshes, as the Gemara explains, Lokasha, this is not a contradiction, it's a machlokas. Harabingam Leo, Harabanim. The Sani, the Braisa, tells us that Zeh Klal, this is the rule. Kol Shu Mishivas Haminim, Rabbingam Leo, Omer, Shalosh Brachos, Rabbingam Leo felt you bench after any of the Shivas Haminim. And Chachamim Omrim, which is how we paskin, Bracha Achas, Me'ein Shalosh. That we say Me'ein Shalosh after any of the Shivas Haminim. Umaisa Rabbi Gamliel, Bazakanim, Shahayu Musubim Baaliyah Yericho. They're once eating a meal in the attic in some house in Yericho. The Vilfanim Kosvos, they brought in front of him some dates. The Achlu Vanasan, Rabbi Gamliel, Rishus, the Rabbi Akiva, Levarch. They gave Rabbi Akiva the Rishus, Rabbi Gamliel, who's the Nasi, he told Rabbi Akiva he should bench. What happened was, Kafa Tavarach, he jumped and he said the bracha, Rabbi Kiva, bracha achas me'ein shalosh. He jumped to say that bracha quickly of me'ein shalosh. So Amar Le, Rabbi Gamliel says, Akiva, ad masay ata machnis roshcha ben hamachokas. Why are you sticking your head between the machokas? I hold, you're supposed to say you're supposed to bench afterwards. Amar Lo, Rabbi Kiva says, in a very humble way, and respectful way, Rabbeinu, afa pishata omer kach, even though you say Cain, you say to say to bench, v'chaverecha omrim Cain, and your friends say differently, they say you should say me'en shalosh. L'imateinu, Rabbeinu, you taught us, we have a klal and psak halacha, yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim, and therefore we paskin against you, Rabbi Gamliel. So there's a fascinating note to Behuda, the tzlach on this Gemara says, how could Rabbi Kiva do this? He's a Talmud, the Talmud can't argue in a rav. So he says, no, in certain instances you're allowed to go against your Rebbe, but you can't go out against him. Meaning what? What happened was, when it says Kafetz Baruch, he jumped inside the bracha, Rabbi Gamliel was expecting, Rabbosai Nevarech, and he says, Baruch Ata Hashem. So Rabbi Kiva said it really quickly, so Rabbi Gamliel couldn't cut him off and say, what are you doing? Because if he cut him off, then he'd have to explain himself, but if you just do something without having to directly attack your Rebbe, in that case, it would be permitted. So that's how the Noda Behuda explains what was going on here. So the Gemara now says, last line of the Amud here, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Koshahu Mishivas Haminim, anything that comes from the Shivas Haminim, going on to Amud Beis now, the din is Velo Min Dagan, it's not one of the grains, it's not Chito or Seoro or anything else, so then, Dagan, Lo Min Daganhu, or it's a Min Daganhu, it's from the five grains, Velo Asa Paspi, you didn't make it into bread, you made it into cake, you made it into cookies or something, the din would be, Rabbi Gamliel would still say, Omer Shalosh Brachos. Anything that has the Shivas Haminim, you bench for. Chachamim Omrim, Bracha Achas, you say Bracha Achas, which is the main Shalosh. However, Kol She'enu Lo Mishivas Haminim, V'lo Min Dagon. If it's not from the Shivas Haminim, it doesn't come from any of the grains, Kegon Pas Orez V'dochen. It's bread that was made from rice or from millet. Here, Rabbi Gamliel brings it down one rung, and said to Omer, Bracha Achas, main Shalosh. You would say a main Shalosh on rice, the Chachamim Omrim V'lo Klum. You don't see anything, which really means you say a Borei Nefashos. So that's what you see here. And that's how we paskin. You say a Mezonos on Orez, and you say Borei Nefashos on the Brach Achrono. So Gemara asks the question, B'mayo Kimta, how can we say the Brisa above when you say the opinion who holds Main Shalosh on rice is the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel? That's what we're assuming. Right? The Brisa earlier in Amud Aleph says, who's the one who holds Main Shalosh on rice? Now we've established that must be the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. He authored that Brisa. So Gemara says, if Rabbi Gamliel really authored that Brisa, B'mayo Kimta, Rabbi Gamliel, Ema Seifa Dereisha. The Seifa of the ratio on the Amud Aleph, that Brisa, where it said, Im eina prusos kayamos betchila, if the prusos, after boiling them, you bake the bread, and then you boil them, and the bread is no longer intact, it's breadcrumbs, let's say. So then the din in the Brisa was, betchila mevarech aleha borei mine mezonos, uvasof mevarech aleha bracha achas mein shalosh. So who is the author of that statement, the Seif of the ratio? E, Rabbi Gamliel, if you're going to tell me, Rabbi Gamliel, off of that stage of Braisa, Hashta Akosavos Vadaisa. On these items, on eating dates and eating grain, which daisa might be porridge or something, or oatmeal or something like that, that was made in such a way, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Shalosh Brachos. You should say Shalosh Brachos on those items. Certainly, in a case where the bread was intact, and then even though afterwards, Im Ein Prusas Kayamos, Mibar, you have to tell me that din. Meaning, of course, Rabbi Gamliel would still say a hamotzi and benching, even when the Prusas are not Kayamos. So Rabbi Gamliel can't be the author of the Braisa because this statement goes against what he would hold. El Pshita must be the Rabbanim who hold that when the Prusas are no longer Kayamos, you only say Mizonos, well, Ihachi, Kasha, the Rabbanim, the Rabbanim. Because now this Braisa Naman Aleph, which is the author, which is authored by Rabbanim, is now saying you say Me'ein Shalosh after Orez. But we just said that Rabbanim hold after Orez, you only say a Bar Nefashos. So how do you reconcile this? And the Gemara says, Ela Liolam Rabbanim. The Braisa Naman Aleph is really Rabbanim. And they're the ones who hold when the Prusas are Eina Kayamos, you say Mizonos. V'tani Legabi Orez, when it said Orez, Levasof, it didn't say Main Shalosh, we're changing the Girsa. It meant to say on the Braisa on Amun Aleph, Eina Mavarach Alav V'lo Klum, you don't say anything after eating rice. Well, we know again now, but by now, you say a Bar Nefashos on that Braisa on Amun Aleph, and therefore everything works out very smoothly. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Rava, Hai Riata Dechakle. So riata dechakle is some type of flour mixture with oil and honey that they would eat in the villagers would eat this. The Bnei Kfar would eat this. The mafshe be kimcha. They put a lot of flour in it. The din would be mevarach borei minei mizonos. You say mizonos because there's a lot of flour. My time, the smida ikker. The flour is the ikker and the honey and the oil is just to enhance the flour. The mechuza, the way they make this item, the riata, in the city, was differently. The ratio of flour to the other items were different. The lo mafshe be kimcha, they wouldn't put a lot of flour in. It would be mostly honey and oil and a little bit of flour. In the city, they would make a mevarach alav shakol nia bidvaro, my time, a duvsha ikr, because the way they made this riata in the city, the honey was the ikr, and the flour was simply there to maybe medabik, to make the things stick together better. V'hadar Amar Rava, then Rava retracted and said, Idi v'idi, both places you say, a bore minei mizonos. Why? Because Drav u'Shmuel, Damar Tavayo, both of them hold, kol sheyesh bo mechamesh esaminim, mevarachan alav, bore minei mizonos. So that's when it comes to this item. So then the Gemara says another example. Amar Rav Yosef, hai chavitza. What's chavitza? Chavitza is an item that you have on bread. You take a bread, you put it into crumbs, so you have bread crumbs, and you cook it. It could be like, this might be kenedolach. D'isbe peru and kezayis. If the breadcrumbs are big enough to be a kazayas, so batchila, then mivarach alav hamotzi lechem min haaretz, because it has pieces of bread, large pieces of bread. Ulasof, afterwards you would say bracha mivarach alav shalosh brachos. The less be perum kazayas, if the breadcrumbs are not the size of a kazayas, like the breadcrumbs we have, batchila mivarach alav borei minei mizonos, ulasof bracha achas mein shalosh. So how do we know this? Gemara wants to know, Amar Rav Yosef Minah Minila, what's the basis for such a psak that it depends on how large the perum are? The Tani, the Braisa, tells us with respect to Menachos. Haya o medu makriv Menachos b'yushlaim. The Yisrael would bring a mincha to give to the Kohen to bring Menachos in Yushlaim, in the base of Mikdash. And Omer, the din would be, he first says a baracha, barach she'achyanu v'kimanu v'gyanu l'zman hazeh. It's been a long time since you last saw a mincha. We'll see a three of machlokas in just a second. Who says this baracha? Not long, he takes him, the Kohen takes the mincha. Lachon, he takes it to eat it. He's mevarach hamoti lechem min haaretz, because this is flour. It's flour that's been fried. It's been baked. V'tani la, the Braisa tells us, v'kulan, all of them, posin kazais, because after you, when it happens is you make the bread, and then you make it, you crumble it, the breadcrumbs are bigger than a kazais, and therefore it warrants a bracha of hamotzi. So just to take a pause for a second, who's the one who's saying the Shechayanu here? So the din is, you look at Rashi says, Haya Yisrael Omid. The Yisrael stands up to give the carbon. He's the one saying the Shechianu. If Rashi says, if he hasn't brought the mincha in a long time, the Yisrael says the Shechianu. If you look over at Tosos, Haya Omed Umakriv Menachos, Tosos writes, Perish Rashi, the Baal Habayis, the Yisrael, HaMisnadev Mincha, the one who's dedicating the mincha, he's the one who says the Shechianu. V'dochi Gadolhu. It's very hard to say this, writes Tosfos. The Haya Omedu Makriv Mashma B'Kohen HaMakriv, referring to the subject matter is the Kohen. He's the one doing the Hakrava. That's the simple understanding of the Gemara. V'chein Lishna Nutlan Lachlan. He took it to eat. Is Mashma Da Kohen Kai. The whole Bryce is referring to the Kohen. V'nir b'kohen ha'omid lahakriv rishon b'mishmarto. It's the kohen who's bring a carbon the first time of the mishmar. V'chavda mishmaros hayu. We know there are 24 different groups of kohanim who would work throughout the year. V'chol shabbos mischadashes mishmar acharis. Each week they would change the guard. Imkein kol mishmara ena mishmaros ela beis pamim b'shana. The 48 weeks around of the year, excluding Pesach and Sukkot, where everyone works. So they're around 50 weeks or so in the year in the Jewish calendar, 354 days in the year. Divided by 7, that means they're 50 weeks of the year. Minus 1 for Pesach, 1 for Sukkot, so they're 48 left. So 24 Mishmaros, each one gets 2 weeks. Fine. So what happens is that V'chevin she'eshlam zman kavua, since it's a set time for it to come, mivarchin she'achyanu. Just like we say she'achyanu when Sukkot comes, when Pesach comes, when there's zman kavua, so too when your set Mishmar comes, you say she'achyanu.
Each
of the kohanim would do this,
it would seem that from each.
Exactly. Every 24 weeks, you'd say, when you do the krava, you say Sheikh Yenu. And below, this is not like Rashi and Menachos, which has a third opinion. Below Kepesh Rashi, the Menachos, demari b'kohen shelo hikriv me'olam. The first time a kohen does his mincha, he says it once and never again. So it's like, when you put talis on the very first time, you say Sheikh Yenu the one time. So the three opinions, again, either it's the Yisrael says it, if he hasn't brought it in a long time, or the Kohen each time his Mishmar renews, or the Kohen his very first time in his life. There's interesting machlokas. The Gruff felt that if a person were to give Matnas Kahuna, when you give a present to the Kohen, whether it be Truma, you should say Ashech Yanu, because you haven't done it in a long time. It's every year you give Truma, you should say Ashech Yanu. The Rajba, others argue and say, no, you don't give it, because it's not mine to give. When I give Trumos, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kohen owns it already. I'm just being Mevarer where it's going, but I'm not giving my own food, and therefore it doesn't warrant a Shech Yanu. And others say, the Rashba says, you don't say Shech Yanu because you never say Shech Yanu when it depends on others. Let's say I want to give my Truma to Ezra, and he refuses it, I have not fulfilled my mitzvah, and therefore you should not say Shech Yanu when giving Matnos Kuna. Back to the Gemara now. So Gemara says, either way, so what happened was the Kohen, if the pieces of bread, the breadcrumbs, were large enough to be a kazayas, you would say a bracha of a hamotzi and bench afterwards. So Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says now, El Miyat, if that's the case, so then, the Tanan Debe Rabbi Shmo, Damar, Porchin Ad Shemachzirin L'Saltan. Let's say, when it comes to the Menachos, you broke it up so fine that it became like flour again. You turn the bread into flour, Hachanami, Delo Bay Brachim. You shouldn't say Hamotzi Lechem and Aret because it's smaller than a Kazayas. V'chitei Hachanam, if you're going to say, correct, if you make them so small like flour again, you would not say a bracha of Hamotzi. V'atani, but doesn't the Braisa tell us otherwise? Lokon, Mikulim, if you gather all the different breadcrumbs for the Menachos, and if it's a Kazayas, you could add up to a Kazayas, even though the individual breadcrumbs are smaller than a Kazayas, but I could combine them into a full amount of a Kazayas, the din would be, if you eat the breadcrumbs, im chametzu anish karis. If it's a chametz and you're eating on Pesach, you'd be chayv karis for eating a kazayis. Vimatu, and if they're made for matzah and you eat them as a kazayis for Leil Seder, adam yote bo yehde chavasa bepesach. So you see that even though the particular particles are smaller than a kazayis, as long as you eat an amount of these breadcrumbs as of a kazayis, you would either get a chiv iser karis of chametz or fulfill the mitzvah matzah. So it doesn't go based on the breadcrumbs, it's based on how much you're eating in totality. So the Gemara says, Hacha b'maya skinan, when the Gemara says that the braisa of breadcrumbs, less than the kazayas, that you would consider them bread, it's only when b'sha'arsan, and when you knead them back together. So you have bread, you make them, you turn it into crumbs, into flour, and then you re-knead it into bread, that's when it has a din of hamotzi. Ihachi, that's the case, you're putting into one loaf of bread now, ema seifa. The Sefer says, "V'hu she'achlan b'chdei achlias pras." Now, if you ate them, achlan is the grammar is you ate them, the plural. If you ate them with b'chdei achlias pras and the shir of achlias pras, you'd be have a din of eating kazayas. V'bishaarson, if it's a case where you took the breadcrumbs and kneaded together into one unit, into one bread. Hi, Sha'achlan. Sha'achalo mibayla. You're eating it, the singular item, not the plural. So it's not a case where you kneaded it back together. The Gemara says, "Hacha b'mayaskinan biba milechem gadol." It's talking about where it came from a larger piece of bread. Then, even though the breadcrumbs are perhaps smaller than a kazayis, since it came from a large piece of bread, that making the small breadcrumbs will not render it less than bread. It still is considered bread, and therefore that would be the din. So, Gemara says, "My habile." What's the bottom line?
I'm sorry. So the lach is what? What's the difference between a big lechem and a small lechem?
If you take a look at Rashi, you should look at Rashi last seven lines or so. Rashi says, "Ubishalo arson he uktakamris." We're not talking about where you needed it together. You have a large loaf of bread, and you took a piece of bread from them. V'hadikatani the chashiv lemeve lechem. When we say the breadcrumbs less than kazayis are considered bread, it's only biba milechem gada. When it comes to a large loaf of bread, v'nishar minalechem shel nifras kulo. So it remains. The bread still remains, and this is a crumb from that bread. You haven't pulverized the entire loaf of bread. Well, im nifras kulo. If you took the entire loaf of bread and you pulverize it into small crumbs, then lo chashiva psisin. That's not called loaves. That's not called piece of bread. So it's only if the initial loaf of bread is intact where you see that the breadcrumbs come from it. But if the entire loaf of bread is turned into breadcrumbs, then you would not say a hamotzi. That's the distinction.
It doesn't depend if it's big or small. It depends if it was left over or not, right?
Correct, exactly. Right. So then the Gemara says, my haveli, what's the bottom line? How to be paskin here? So Amar Rav Sheshe, Rav Sheshe says after this long discussion, hai chavitza, this case of the chavitza, Amar Rav Sheshe again, hai chavitza, af agav deles be peruvin kazayis, even though there are not breadcrumbs that are the size of kazayis, you are mevarech alava hamoti lechem min haaretz. You do say the bracha, even though they're less than a kazayis. You may not bench afterwards if you don't have a kazayis, but you'd say hamoti on even small pieces of bread. And Amar Rav Avohu deika alea tarisa dinama, only true if the breadcrumbs still look like bread. So the breadcrumbs that we have, they don't look like breadcrumbs. We have small pieces of, you know, the toasted breadcrumbs that, you know, for salads, croutons, those do look like bread. That would say hamotzi. Now, it really depends on how you make these toasted croutons. They point out if you have them from leftover pieces of bread and then you toast them, that deserves a mizonos, hamotzi rather. But let's say they're made in the factory, they're manufactured, they were never made to be bread, to be eaten as part of the meal. So if you buy the soup, buy it from the supermarket, the ones in the packages, even though they look like bread, you would only say mizonos on those. But those are, again, left over from a store. Well, they have actual bread, but the bread was wasted, so they wanted to toast it so it could last longer, used for the salad. Those would actually be hamotzi, even though it's less than a kazayis. Now the Gemara says, how are we doing with time here? We're doing good. So the Gemara now says, we're going to just carry over a little bit into the Daf Lamed Ches. We're now transitioning over to halachas of challah, hafrashas challah. So Gemara says, chokinin, we'll see when that is in just a second. Chokinin, chayavin b'challah, this is chayavin challah. V'chiyasir Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he quoted from Rabbi Yochanan, chokinin p'tur min challah. He says, no, chokinin doesn't have a chiyav challah. My chokinin, what exactly is chokinin? Rabbi says, kuba da'ara. What's kuba da'ara? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says the five lines up from the bottom here, it's kuba da'ara, osem makam chala bakira. You make a little cavity in the oven. Venosem besocha mayim, you put some water in there, the kamach and some flour, kamosha osem be'alfas, and some type of pot, you let it bake in that way. But you don't knead it into dough. You pour water and you pour flour and then create something that's called chokin. Is that considered bread or not considered bread? So that seems to be the root of the machlokas. Does that qualify as being bread? The Gemara now says, what about Amar Abaye? Abaye says, Trisa, we'll see when that is in just a couple lines, one line, I guess, Patur min hachala, that is Pater from Chala. My Trisa. Ikadami, some say, Gabil miratach. What's that exactly? Ikadami, others say, Nama dihindaka. And Ikadami, Lechama asui lekutach. So if you look at Rashi to explain each of these items, I'm not sure if you can appreciate any of this really, but Gavil Mirateach, Rashi says, Nosin Kamachumayim Bekli, you put water and flour in some type of vessel, Ubochshin Bekaf, and it seems like you mix it, you spread it with a spoon, a ladle maybe, V'shochen Alakir, and then you pour it over into the oven, Kishu Niskas, went very, I think very, like a crepe of some sort, I don't know if they have a definition here. It sounds like a crepe that gets baked, that's pater, that's not called challah, that's not bread, you have to have a dough to knead it. So that would be pater. Others say, Rashi explains, Nama dahandaka is batik sh'ofen bishvud, which is on a skewer of some sort. You would bake the bread. U'moshchen also tamid b'shemen. You constantly you rub oil on it. Or b'mei beitim of a shemen, or perhaps eggs and oil. Again, something very thin that doesn't have a tzura of bread. And the last opinion is lechem also lekutach ein ofen also betaner ela bechama. You bake this in the sun. Kutach is a mixture. The Gemara talks about in a few places of milchiks mixed with bread crumbs and stuff. These items don't qualify for what's necessary for a freshes challah. You need to have bread and then needed dough to have challah. Let's go a little bit further. The Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Chia lechem also lekutach, the bread that's made for the use of kutach Pater min achala. V'hatanim, but doesn't the Brayer tell us chayiv achala? So Hassam, there, the reason why it says you're chayiv achala b'kutach is k'tekatani time. The reason there explains in the Brayer itself. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, maseha mochichin ala. The way it's done proves to you whether it does or does not require kutach. What's maseha mochichin ala? So a son, if you make it ka'oven very, very thick, so that's some type of bread, that's chayav mechala. That's thick enough to be considered a chayav chala. But if you make a kilimudim, which is very thin, like a crepe, that would be p'tur, and that's pater min achala. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. And Mitzvah Hashem will continue tomorrow with more halachas of chala.
Is there any other...